Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aero Quip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, The Brokerage House, and Jennifer Scanlon.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, and after a half hour later than intended last night, we're on a little early, still 34 seconds to go in the junior varsity contest. Michigan Center leading 45-39. Brady Howard just missed a free throw, but they got the rebound, now stolen away, and here come the Comets. JV keeping it close here, trailing by six, but still 27.3 left, and we're ready for this. Generally a Cascades Conference classic between Michigan Center and Hanover Horton. Brian, some injuries and some other aspects of the game maybe making it a little less compelling on paper. But, of course, as we always say, that's why we play the games. Shooty hits a big three for the Comets, and it's a three-point game. And they'll have to grab Howard. I tell you what, coach's kid there, Brady Howard, he's better make these free throws or his dad's going to be disappointed, to say the least.
Steve, what do we love?
Coach's kid.
We do love coach's kids. And stepping to the line, what else do we love? Left-handers. He's got them both.
He's got it all working in his favor. He did just split a pair. But our broadcast tonight brought to you by Jackson Public Schools and Industrial Steel Trading, on top of our other sponsors listed there in the open. And pregame coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Marts. And it was fun postgame at Jackson High last night. We got to run into a rep from Kelly Express Mart as Howard missed the pair, but they get the rebound again. John Wynn. And they'll foul him, so 12.2 left. The Cardinals holding on to a three-point lead and a timeout. The Comets hosting the Cardinals tonight in the varsity contest coming up in a little while, and Hanover Horton coming in here having lost four straight after winning four straight right before that. So the tides have turned a little bit. Some injuries and other things, I think, have been in effect, Brian. And you look at that roster as composed at the beginning, and you got J.J. Rush, you got Channing Hall, brought in by Alley, and some of those other names on there, and you think, hey, this is going to be a competitive team, but without Russ tonight, out for the year, you said?
Yeah, ACL.
Yeah.
Around Christmas time, and Channing Hall hasn't been with them all year.
Yeah.
So two pretty important ingredients in the Andy Birch, recipe that he had coming in today, or this season, I should say.
So coaching and adjustments, of course, for the team to try to, fill in those spaces, next man up kind of mentality, I'm sure, but some of that four-loss streak can be part of figuring out who's going to be your go-to guys in those moments. 6-7 on the year, 5-5 in the Cascades Conference. Last season, they split a pair with Michigan Center at Michigan Center, a 73-53 win for the Cardinals, but then in the Cascades Conference matchup, the crossover, the Comets 66-44 win, so kind of handed them back a 20-point loss, and that was hard to describe the conclusion of the season for Michigan Center. It was a down, we saw them go and face a Western team in the district tournament that they had beaten by 20 points earlier in the year and ended up losing in a decidedly dominant factor by Western. So, a Michigan Center team that I think a little bit you're waiting to see, are they going to follow through with what we expect? So far, so good. 12-1 on the year, 10-0 in the league, and their only loss was to Marshall out at a neutral site in Albion. Since then, they've won nine straight. They actually have four wins by 40 or more.
Yeah, and it's funny, Steve, you talked about their game against Hanover at the end and Western at the end, and you were kind of trying to word it nicely. We call it what it is. They got their butts kicked both of those games, and it's almost all the same team coming back.
Right.
And I'm kind of looking forward to seeing this one tonight to see, you always wonder, teams like that say, man, we owe these guys and we're going to put it to them? Or do you see that Hanover's kind of struggling and you play down? I mean, you see really good teams all the time in all sports where they say, man, we always seem to play down to the competition. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing this center team come out and what they have in store if they have the memories of that beatdown they took the last time they saw them.
Cardinals coming in with a after a 68-53 win over Leslie. And that's a good win for Michigan Center. Leslie had some, also experiencing an injury, but, you know, you knock on wood a little bit if you're one of these teams to say we're just glad to have people be healthy. And Michigan Center experienced that a little bit themselves last year, playing most of the year without Hayden Hinkle. He's back, and I think that's a huge addition to this team for what he does for their grittiness. He's an extra guy who will take on the toughest defensive assignment. He'll get you a tough rebound, and he can score for you too. So they're a lot better and more complete as a team with Hinkle out there. So Coach Howard hoping that that's the missing piece from a team that can make a tournament run, as they are very good.
Yeah, he might very well be their best passer as well.
Yeah. There's the buzzer, and 47-42, the final on the JV contest. Michigan Center gets the win there. We'll see if they can also take the win in the varsity contest coming up. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame for Kelly Express Marts. And when we come back, we'll look at the starting lineups and take you closer to tip-off. It's Michigan Center and Hanover Horton. High school basketball on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes on the pregame here with Michigan center and Hanover Hart and set to square off. And yeah, there's some difficulties for the Comets, but I still expect them to come out, play really good fundamental basketball, which is their trademark. I think always going to be good rebounding. And speaking with Coach Howard a little bit before the game, he said on film, a couple wrinkles that they could throw at us with different traps and other stuff that they do. So they'll come out here. They don't come out and expect not to win, especially here in their home gym, one of our favorites in the area. So
yeah,
throw out the paper sometimes and say, you know, who's going to come out and play the best game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I've ever walked into a Hanover gym in my life where I didn't think they were going to win.
Yeah.
Because of it being Hanover and being in this gym. They've just, as you mentioned, the tradition here is as good as anything in the lower Michigan.
Yeah, it really is. And it's been that way for a long time, even back when I was sitting over in that on those benches. And we still had that same feeling, like this is a tough place to come out and win as a road team. And because Hanover Horton's been so good historically.
That's funny that you say, instead of saying, even since I've been on that court, you said, since I was sitting over on that. What are you saying, Steve? You weren't getting the PT that you deserved?
Oh, no. Well, it was school of choice thing, and I had to sit out half the six months or whatever it was.
Just yeah, yeah. NIL issues.
We had a really good team that year, and I couldn't even tell you how what the outcome of that game was. I just remember it being a hard-fought game, and that was one of the last times someone won the district besides Hanover Horton for about 20 years. So,
yeah,
so it was, yeah, it's been a good program. And, again, it's still in the same good hands. And, you know, the follow-up to Coach Mortimer, Coach Mortimer there in the stands always offering support. And they're still playing that style of ball. And so they'll be good. And sometimes you just have to adjust to a change in your roster, especially when somebody like J.J. Russ, who may be, you know, potentially really their best player, certainly at times. So you lose that guy for the year. It's tough to make up those points, the defense, and the expectations.
And Russ was always a guy we liked watching, too. He was just always, you know, I throw this word around probably too much, but he was gritty, and he would do the dirty things. And again, I hate to seem cliche about, oh, gritty, but he was that player for them. And he provided some height for him, too.
Yeah. And, you know, a gritty player and what's usually a gritty team out here at Hanover Horton, and that's usually the way that I think that's the way that they're kind of come up through the system, where you're expected to make the extra play. You're expected to get on the floor after a rebound. And, you know, but when you got those guys and he stands out from everybody in that aspect, I don't think it's cliche to say or mention. And I think you and I are in the same ilk, that we just appreciate that skill set, because we see a lot of players that won't do those things. And so when someone does, it's appreciated by us anyway. And I think the coaches especially like knowing that they could have that guy available.
Yeah, well, and 100% for Coach Mortimer, if you didn't play that way, you would might as well go change schools, because you weren't going to see the floor.
Right. I say at least sit on the bench over next to the captain, or at least on the other side, because, you know, those chairs have gotten more comfortable, I think, since when I was sitting the bench here. But, yeah, good times out here at Hanover Horton. And we're spending a lot of time talking about who's not playing, but let's talk about who is playing. Let's check out the starting lineup for the Comets here at home.
All right. Well, for the Comets, we have Brody Baielli playing, Tyler Harris, Cameron Sherwood, Blake Griffiths, and Jacob Weir.
Yeah, and so that's, again, a pretty good-looking lineup. A lot of coaches would be glad to have players like Baielli in particular. He's a guy who can definitely score the rock, and he's going to be asked to at least fill in some of that scoring punch they lose with Russ. And Jacob Weir's another guy who gives him a little length, and he's a strong guy down there. And then you've got Cameron Sherwood, who's kind of the bench guy, sixth man, getting into the starting lineup. And I've seen he's had a few really good games recently. So
yeah, and sophomore Brady Pond has actually started a couple games lately, but the bug has been traveling through the team, and he was sick, and I think he's going to not get the start but be available tonight.
Boy, there's just been so many stories of people who got sick this winter, this flu, and now it's been cold for 3-4 weeks. We're not just a little cold, really,
yeah,
really cold. So that doesn't help anybody trying to get over a little bug. So, yeah, we wish Hanover Horton the best out here, and that's a pretty good-looking starting lineup for most teams in the area. And, again, they're at still 6-7 and 5-5 in the league, so So away you get a couple wins, maybe beat a couple teams that you're not supposed to, and make the season look good at the end and play well. At the end, they'll be playing in a district that includes East Jackson, Hanover Horton, Homer, Lumen Christie, and Napoleon. So you go into that, I think Lumen's going to end up feeling like the favorite, but I don't think there's anybody there that's unbeatable.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we're talking about this Hanover team so much because Lorraine Varner, she always said we were homers and would only root for center. And my condolences go out. She passed away this morning. Friend of the program, Paul Varner, his son. And Lorraine's such a great woman. She'd always give me a hard time saying we were center homers. I feel her presence. Like, we had to talk about Hanover today. That's for her tonight.
No doubt. Good thoughts going out to Paul Varner. Your occasional fill-in. Your replacement at times. And he did a great job on radio. And I wish him the best. And our thoughts are with him in this tough time.
Yes.
Let's go to the Cardinals lineup. A couple of Cardinal grads and homers for sure. Who are the Cardinals starting? It looks pretty familiar.
Yeah, it sure does. And it's because a bunch of them have started for 6 years, it feels like. And that includes Hayden Hinkle, the senior. We have Miles Finch, also a senior. Travis Collins, senior. Jaden Watson, senior. And then the lone junior will be Trey Collins.
Yeah, and like you said, all of those guys, many of them, Travis Collins, Hayden Hinkle, have been part of this lineup since they were freshmen. And Trey Collins stepped in as a freshman the following year, so they've just been around. Jaden Watson is a guy who I know is getting some attention from some schools to play at the next level, and if he continues to play really well, you know, that could turn into even more offers and attention. So
and I know you love dunks, and I'll tell you what, last night he had two thundering, including an alley-oop from Trey Collins. I saw the video of it, and it looked college-ish. So
well, and I mentioned before the game, I was talking with Coach Howard, who kind of was telling me that very thing, and he said, you know, he said I had to go and tell him, you know, it's a good play, it's 2 points, but he goes, as a fan of basketball, that was pretty cool. So yeah. Even the coach was digging it. So let's hope we get some exclamation points out of the 6'5 stretch guy there. Watson, I think we talk about it just about every time, but he's the biggest matchup difficulty for most teams in the area because he is 6'5 plus long. But he's lean, he's quick, good footwork, and so, you know, he's just dangerous. He gets that ball at the high post, turns and faces. He can shoot over you. He can drive past bigger guys, and he can stretch up to the three-pointer if he needs to. So he's just really versatile, and it's just a matchup nightmare.
Yeah, you sure would think, like, Cascades guys, when you're his size, 6'5", 6'6", and that big, that you just think, okay, you're on the block. But, Steve, you're exactly right. He loves getting that ball on the wing and getting a little fake and taking you to the basket. I feel like that's his calling card.
Little spin move, a little footwork, and just elevating. There are some weaknesses that I think they're trying to chase from it. And if he's playing great late in the year, he by himself can really will this Michigan Center team to a lead. And then, you know, you're not getting much drop off there through the starting five. Miles Finch is interesting because he's kind of the new guy in the starting lineup. And we didn't know what to expect, but I think Coach Howard likes having him kind of bring the ball up and trigger the offense and let Trey Collins work a little bit without the ball sometimes and keeps the offense hopefully moving around a little bit. I think Michigan Center, when they're good, share the ball, move it around a lot. When they're bad, it kind of gets into one guy's hands and they're dribbling a lot, and it kind of slows down. So if they want to keep it loose, keep it moving, they can score a lot of points in bunches, and they've got a lot of good guys.
I feel like that's a broken record moment for, I mean, how many games do we do? And it doesn't matter the high schools.
Right.
We say the same thing. Move the ball and things seem, your offense is amazing how well it works when the ball touches many hands in a possession.
All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and take three more. Oh, you know what? Let's take a little closer and we'll stick around here for just a moment. I do want to mention a few more sponsors, including Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Aero Quip Credit Union, Tom Coffee, Softwater. I'll say thank you to Form Energy. Went with the Blue Blitz flavor tonight. And 15 calories in the Blue Blitz. I think it's like 5 extra from our normal ones, but delicious. It really was. I opened it up and I said, oh, man, that's good, when I took that first drink.
Could you taste the extra calories, the extra 5? Did you say, like, wow?
I'm feeling it now. I'm a little slow.
I'm really
sluggish. No. No, because I've got all this kind of natural energy from green tea extract, mental focus and hydration.
Okay,
from
Our calorie intake for these cookies and peanut butter filled pretzels and other things. But
the Form Energy when we've got the filled pretzels and popcorn, and I just had a soft pretzel from the concession stand. Good concessions out here too. I saw they have tacos.
Oh,
they're going to be in our in talks about best concessions for places we go. Although right now, call me a homer, but I think Michigan Center might have a little edge with the caramel corn, and they've got some tacos too. So,
well, if Donnie Bergstrom or Chris Van Epps is listening, we probably could use a taco at halftime.
Yeah, prove us wrong. All right, now we will take 3 minutes here on the pregame. When we come back, we'll get things started with a tip-off here at Hanover Horton High School, the Michigan Center Cardinals, and the Hanover Horton Comets Cascades Conference Battle. And we're ready to bring you all the action live on WKHM, streaming online around the world at WKHM.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators, and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the professor, joining me in the booth here at Hanover Horton. And this really is the only place we go where it is technically a booth. Like, we're...
Yeah.
Except for doing games at Ford Field. This is our most booth-like experience. However, this does come with a obstructed view pillar right in the middle of the court from our angle, but we do our best to move our heads around it and do fine.
I feel I do my best work when I'm perched. We are perched.
Perched.
Up in the rafters.
So ready to jump things up here. And Jaden Watson in the circle. And actually, the tip goes back to Cam Sherwood, and the Comets get it. Just kind of got outfoxed there a little bit by Hanover Horton and Tyler Harris. Comets with the ball, working it around out to the top for Blake Griffiths. Now on a cut into the lane, Harris gets a floater. Tyler Harris scores at 2-0 Comets right away, getting into the paint pretty smoothly there.
Yeah, right away, Hanover Staples, a cutter off the wing and a screen.
Pretty good look. Finch gets it to the left wing now for Hinkle for the Cardinals. Trey Collins open at the top, fires, and that's short. Rebound, and only person there was Miles Finch, and he gets into the paint for Watson. Goes up and puts it off the window. Tough angle to go with the backboard, but he got it. 2-2 our score tied here.
Guess we'll call that a center staple. Watson inside bucket.
Out at the top, there's Weir. Into the elbow now, backing it back out to the top. Handoff coming around for by Alley. Left wing Sherwood. Cutter in is Harris and skips into the corner. Patience here. Weir will fire a three from the top. Nothing but strings.
Weir Z with a three. We give him that nickname. I don't know if that is his actual nickname.
Cardinals trailing 5-2, working around the perimeter. Collins in the corner. Out to Finch on the wing. Back to Travis Collins in the corner. Back to wing for Finch. Now going high post. Watson knocked away by Weir. Goes back to Travis Collins. Resets, goes back down to Watson. Skips it through. Open triple for Hinkle. And he leaves it short, long rebound. And there's Finch with another extra possession for the Cardinals. Skips into the other corner for Travis Collins. He'll catch and dribble out. High post, turning and facing is Watson against Weir. Now back to the basket. Nothing there. Gives it up to Finch on the wing. Watson screens, slips it. Back to the basket, catches, goes up, and scores. Watson with four now early. Cardinals trail 5-4. 6 minutes to play first quarter.
Yeah, with Hanover's lack of size, they're going to have to maybe put one in the front and one in the back of Watson, or he could have a big night tonight.
And those Cardinal shooters better be ready to catch and knock something down. Hinkle got a wide-open look, just missed it there. Last possession. Sherwood's got it now on the wing for the Comets. Up at the top, Weir finds some space. That one's real short, and it's going to bounce on the end line. Vialli trying to keep it on this end, but it goes out, and the Cardinals will get it back. Weir's first one, nothing but net. His second one, nothing but air.
Hey, if you can do nothing but net 50% of the time, you'll have a good game.
Pretty good career, right? Finch has it out for the Cardinals deep. Gets a screen at the top of the key from Watson. Dribbles into penetration or into coverage there and has it knocked away. Weir now on the run out for the Comets. Skips it back out of the top. Corner Sherwood looking down to the block. Nothing there. Coming off a cut, Blake Griffiths. Griffiths goes to the top for Weir. Weir surveying. Goes right wing by Ellie. Met by Hinkle out there. Now back to the top for Weir. Watson coming out. Not really going to guard that three, but being nearby, Weir gets a back cut. And Watson lost him in traffic. Weir with a layup and a 7-4 Comets.
Great start for the Comets, too. Being patient. Coach Birch said that's what they needed.
Travis Collins catches and shoots in the corner. Quick three by the Cardinals and gives it back to the Comets on the rebound. 7-4 Hanover Horton with the ball. 4:38 to play first quarter. Harris goes left side. That's Sherwood. Looking for a cutter. Gets it. It's Harris. Elevates. Challenged by Trey Collins. He'll miss the shot, but Collins called for the foul, and that'll be free throws for Tyler Harris. I'll tell you what, it's been a while since we've seen Hanover Horton earlier in the season here in this gym, and I'll tell you what, Harris looking good out here. I don't recall him even a little bit from that early game, but right now he's the guy making the moves. Good cuts, catching, and
yeah, a couple really good
shots.
Cuts.
Yeah.
Finding himself wide open, the center defenders right now just trailing him on the cuts, and that's playing right into Hanover's strength.
4.5 to go right now, 7-4 Comets, and he missed the first free throw. Second one coming for Harris, and that's down, 8-4. Hanover Horton leads, and that's what you mentioned, Brian, and we'll get a full timeout from Coach Howard to talk it over, but this chance that Michigan Center's kind of, they know about the injuries and the illnesses, and maybe they're not giving it their best effort, so coach is going to have to try to energize them. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. 8-4 Comets on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Good ball movement there by the Cardinals on that possession out of the timeout. Got a look down on the block for Hinkle, just missed. He goes down and challenges Bailey on the other end. Bailey misses but gets the rebound. Reverse layup and 10-4. Coach Howard's got to like the shot they got out of that timeout. Just didn't make it. Pretty good ball movement, though. Finch works over to the left side of the key. Drops into the corner for Hinkle. Open three. That one goes off the heel, but a long rebound will be received by Trey Collins. Now down to Travis on the block. Travis gets in deep, elevates, and scores.
Yeah, their buckets the Cardinals have been just wide open looks underneath.
Yeah. 3.5 to go here. 10-6. Cardinals trail. Henry Horton with the ball. There's a drive. Stops. Elevates. Jumper in the paint. Doesn't go, but a good look for Griffiths, rebounded by Michigan center Trey Collins, running the break, scoops it to Finch, who finishes with the left hand, and there's another point-blank shot for the Cardinals. Lead cut to 2, 10-8, 3:17 on the first quarter clock.
I like that pass from Trey Collins there. I like it when he's a playmaker.
Down the block by Alley, tracked by Travis Collins. Pump fakes, elevates, floater, no good. Rebound to Trey Collins, looking to run again. Let's see if he'll be a playmaker on this one. Sets up on the wing, skips it out to Finch, swings it around to Travis Collins, gets a step. He'll call a double dribble on the takeoff. He lost it and had to bounce an extra time, and they'll turn it back over. Like the Cardinals pushing tempo off the rebound, too.
And here they come out into a little press to kind of force that tempo.
Get it up to Harris to break the pressure. Now a baseline jumper for Sherwood, and he knocks down. Cameron Sherwood with his first points, 12-8, pushes the lead back out to 4. I saw Cam's dad, Joel, here, one of our friends from Wilby Transit Mix, one of our sponsors on the show. Over 100 years, since 1907.
Oh, his dad's old.
Yeah. Watson steps back for a 3, missed everything there, nearly rebounded by Hinkle, and Watson gets down closer, and that's where he should be. Step back three in the corner, not as good of a shot as him down on the block. 12-10, Cardinals trail by 2. 2:05, ticking away here first quarter by Alley, deep on the wing. Now to the top for Griffiths. Yeah, by Alley down in the paint. Double team down there, knocked away. Trey Collins up the middle of the floor. Floats one down to Watson. There was maybe, he was thinking alley-oop. Watson had a step on the baseline. He missed the call it an alley-oop, but he didn't go up to dunk. Just tried to lay it in and missed it. Got the rebound, missed again, but draws a foul. So Jaden Watson shooting free throws here.
Yeah, that was a pretty easy point-blank shot for Watson that he's going to make 19 out of 20 times. It was almost like he went full Moses Malone and just wanted to pad his stats and get a board out of it, too.
And the free throw goes offside rim and miss. Get our first Landon French appearance as Miles Finch will get a break. Finch for French. Oh, wait, it's Sharp.
It is Sharp, but known affectionately as Frenchie to us.
Yep. Landon Sharp into the game. Watson at the free throw line and missed a pair. Chases down his own rebound after deflection. Goes baseline, slides in, and gets that one to go off the window. Hit the deck after the shot, but scored it anyway. We're tied at 12 with 97 seconds to play in our opening quarter of action. Comets have led most of the way. They'll have to try to hold on here with the tie score. Need a bucket. Into the game now for the Comets, Colin Griffiths. There's a back cut, and Harris has it down on the block. Passes back out to Sherwood. Sherwood dribbles around to the top. Now goes back to the left wing for Bialy. He looks at the three, doesn't take. Now waving off some help. Sharp defending, spin move by Bialy. Sharp avoiding the foul. Bialy just missed the shot. And rebounded by the Cardinals. Running out. Trey Collins going to penetrate. Double clutch. Scooped and scored it. Pretty shot. Trey Collins in traffic. 14-12. Cardinals lead it.
And the Cardinals got out and ran and got up there quickly. And that was Coach Birch's nightmare.
That's Griffiths giving it up to Griffiths. Yeah, enunciate
that's
going
to be tough. Good luck with that one.
Fialli in the wing out to the top for Harris. Tyler Harris gives it up to the left side for Sherwood. Again, the patience for the Comets showing, running their offense, looking for something good. They go to the high post. That's Blake Griffiths on the cut. Fialli gets in deep. Reverse layup, no good. Contested again, but a point-blank miss. Collins rebounds, gets it out to Hinkle on the wing, drives, skips it across to Watson. He's outside the arc. Back to Hinkle. Hinkle skips it all the way across to Travis Collins. He'll look to go. And time runs out. He had it knocked away. Good defense by the Comets to run out the time. They trail 14-12 after one 60-second break. We'll be back with more on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner, not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Eight minutes on the clock here, second quarter about to begin. 14-12 Cardinals lead. They'll start the quarter with the ball. Trailed most of that quarter, able to take the lead right near the end. Hinkle out of the corner for three and missed again. He's 0 for 3 shooting threes in the game so far, and we'll get a loose ball foul on the rebound attempt, one against Hanover. I think they got Griffiths on that one. 7:53, 14-12 Cardinals, inbound from the baseline. Hinkle to pass in. There's a nice cut and an open look for Michigan center in the game, Henry Wright. Wright got a couple starts last year and now coming off the bench here, but good start to his game. Open layup.
Nice little out-of-bounds play there.
Griffiths at the top now for the Comets, trailing 16-12. Right side, Harris on the wing. Now cut into the high post. Turnaround elevation shot for Sherwood. Missed it, but I like that little jumper over the top. Left side, French. Hesitation, dribbles baseline, and he'll lose that out-of-bounds. Turnover for the Cardinals.
Yeah, you talked about Hanover's patience offensively. They're having no problem using 30, 40 seconds of clock each time, and a lot of people are touching it, and I'm sure they just want to shrink this game as much as they can.
Griffiths goes left side for Bialy. Dribbles in against Travis Collins, hands it off. Cuts in and gives back out. Brady Pond getting into the game for Hanover Horton, and while we get a shot up and the rebound goes up high and we'll get a loose ball foul again. I think.
I think it bounced up so high it hit the cord there, the support, yep.
6:56 to go. 16-12 Cardinals with the ball. Trey Collins left side. Screen there by Wright. Wright rolls. Collins goes into a double team in the corner to give it up to Wright back out on the wing. Hands there to Hinkle. Skips it across to Travis Collins. Travis coming back across the middle. Right side, French. I mean, Sharp. Into the corner for Hinkle. Another three that's just short. 6.5, and the Comets come away with the rebound. Looking to run a little bit, and the Pond goes right side now for Bialy. Now to the top. There's Griffiths. Right side, Harris. Working the perimeter here. Sherwood comes out to catch at the top of the key. Looking high post by Ellie. He retreats now. Sherwood goes back, cut for Pond, gets in the air, clutches around the defense, missed the shot, but draws a foul, and that'll be free throws for Pond.
That deliberateness to the offense is kind of making the Cardinals fall asleep, and looks like Hanover's just kind of passing around the perimeter, and then all of a sudden there's a back cut. Another good cut there by Brady Pond.
6:08 to go here, 16-12, Pond at the free throw line and hits the first.
Well, hopefully if anybody decided the roads were too bad or they maybe wanted to sit and watch Michigan and Nebraska, which was a great Big Ten game tonight. Hope maybe they're listening to us and watching that. We got a score there for the Michigan?
Let's see what we got. Pond hits another free throw. Cuts the lead to 216-14. 31-25 is the score. I have Huskers in front. Trey Collins, pretty dribble move. Hesitation shot and fades a little off the window. Trey Collins into the paint, scoring it, pushing the lead back out to 4-18-14. Quickly back up the floor. Comets and a jumper from Pond. Missed. Rebounded Hinkle. They look to run. Travis Collins on the break. Cuts to the basket. Around the defense. He misses off the window. Gets his own rebound. Elevates and floats it over the rim and into the bucket. 20-14 now, Cardinals.
And boy, that's what happens if you're Hanover and you take a quick shot with nobody there. Center will turn around and they have numbers quickly.
Pond right side. Gets a back cut by Alley, and good job by Travis Collins to get his hands in the passing lane. Knocks it away. It'll stay Comet ball in the corner on the baseline. 5:23 remains in the half. Pass into Griffiths. Now to the top for Pond. Surveying right wing off a screen. At Brandon Keeler, or Braden Keeler, rather. Gets it back out by Alley. Has a little space. Fires for three off back rim. Rebound to Trey Collins. He's got Watson running up the sideline. Watson spins between two defenders. Gives it up to Travis Collins. Left side now. Trey Collins pump fakes a three in the corner. Finch, hesitation like he was going to shoot. Now goes down to cutting Travis Collins. Ball loose, and Watson comes up with it in the corner. Out to the top, Collins looks to penetrate. That's Trey, and they get wrapped up there by Weir. Foul called against Hanover Horton.
Yeah, I think Weir was kind of thinking, man, he just kind of slipped and fell into me.
My phone just updated. 36-27 Nebraska right now.
And that Nebraska team is loaded with experience, that's for sure. It's kind of like the Indiana football team, just an old team.
20-14, Cardinals inbound goes to Watson, makes a quick move to the basket and just leaves that one a little short. And Watson sticking back and pressuring the ball handler for Hanover Horton and causes a double dribble.
That's usually a bad recipe. You miss a shot and you hang back to do something. There's oftentimes a foul. But
it pressured but without reaching, and I guess that's where you usually see that whistle get blown, somebody trying to reach in and knock away. Cardinals working the perimeter now. On the floor for Michigan Center is Cal Crittenden. Left side for Trey Collins. Cardinals lead 20-14. We have 4:25 and a half. Down to the block for Watson. Elevates, skips into the corner. Hinkle open for three. Short again. About 0 for 5.
Yeah, Hinkle's having a hard time. It's hard to shoot in this gym.
We talk about that a lot. Hinkle gets a steal while he goes to his back on the floor. Gives it up to Trey Collins. Euro steps around the defense. And another transition basket for the Cardinals, 22-14. Pushes their lead out to 8. Biggest of the game for Michigan Center, under 4 to play in the half. Comets ball right side. Griffiths deep on the wing. Skips it across for Keeler. Pond now to the top. Braden Keeler catches and shoots. Rattles halfway down and comes out. And on the rebound attempt, it's knocked away. That's Griffiths hitting it out of the end line. 22-14, still our score.
We talk about opposing teams having trouble shooting here just because the backdrop and stuff's different. How many points do the Cardinals have in the paint out of the 22? Is it 22?
I think so. There's a nice little give and go as Hinkle went down to Watson, and Watson passes to a cutting Trey Collins. We'll get a foul against the Comets there, but good ball movement there by Michigan Center. Nice cutting. Hinkle catches. There's another one in the corner. This time he goes.
Six times the charm.
First three. Is that the first non-two-pointer of the game for Michigan Center? 3:15 to go in the half, and they lead it 25-14. 11 points, the largest lead now for the Comets. The corner out to the top for Griffiths. Now right wing. Griffiths. Back cut Griffiths down and catches, and there's a nice cut and finish for the Comets. Cardinals inbound to Trey Collins. Crittenden's going to drive, gets in deep, has his shot rejected by Griffiths. Pond all alone on the breakaway. Finch trying to catch up, can't get him. And the layup there and the timeout from the Comets. 2:45 to go in the first half. Cuts the lead to 8. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:45 to go here, first half, 25-18. Michigan Center leads it. And 38-32, University of Michigan trailing.
There's a couple big buckets for Hanover back-to-back in the last 15 seconds, because we're at 2:43 mark of the second quarter, and that was their first two buckets of the second quarter. Had a drought there.
Finch skips into the corner for Travis Collins, back out to Trey, left wing. Now high post for Watson. Makes a dribble move, then slices in, and there's a nice one off the window. That's where Jaden Watson likes to work. Catch up there and then just, you know, surprise you with his quickness and that slicing move.
Seems to make the ones that are tougher.
Yeah. And gives Weir some space, and Weir's proven he can knock down triples. Got that one to go. 2:07 to go, 27-21. Trey Collins steps to the side. Three-pointer is long. Weir rebounds. Gets it up the floor to Sherwood. Sherwood against penetration, or against defense. Down to Pond. Oh, tough reverse layup, and it didn't go in. Back the other way now for the Cardinals. Finch gives it up to Trey Collins. That's near the top. Left wing, Finch puts it on the deck. Now backs it back out. High post for Watson. Coming all the way out to the top of the key. Hands off to Hinkle out there. He penetrates into the air. Hangs off the window. Draws a foul from Weir. And free throws coming for Hayden Hinkle.
And that's Weir, and I think you're right. That's his third, if I'm correct. Oh, they got a reach in instead.
Oh.
Although, boy, I didn't see anybody there but Weir.
Nope. They're not mad about that.
Yeah, okay, well.
We're still going to come out in this moment, but.
You know, I know it was number two, Hinkle, shooting, and I wonder if the PA announcer just spoke.
It's a possibility. They don't use that foul. Yeah,
the player fouls, yeah.
Yeah. Hinkle gets it to go. 29-21. Lead still at 8 here. 93 seconds to go first half. Michigan Center in front. Comets with the ball left side for Harris. Looking for a cutting by Ellie. They're doing a good job on keeping by Ellie hemmed up, and he even looks a little frustrated. Meanwhile, Griffiths to the top for Bradley, now left side by Alley with Finch on him. Puts it on the deck, gives it up to Griffiths at the top of the key. High post, Harris jumper. That's missed. Rebound, Hinkle. Gives it up to Trey Collins, and here come the Cardinal offense. Left side fired up to Travis Collins. Goes baseline, now backs back out to the top of the key. Trey Collins catches, shoots, side rim. Comets rebound on the run is Harris. Double team, gives it up, and near steal there. Hinkle sliding into the front row of the bleachers. Putting his body on the line.
Yeah.
Nearly hit his noggin on that red plastic. Hope he's all right. He looks fine.
That last possession, shout out to Griffiths with a good box out.
48.5 seconds to go first half, and it's 29-21. We'll get our first appearance from Adam Lay, it looks like. And he's the guy I think of big strong kid. If you need somebody to come out and get a few tackles, he's the guy.
We enjoyed watching him on the football field, didn't we?
Let's see what he can do defensively against Watson here. They go right to Watson against Lay. Watson makes a move to the middle, elevates off the heel, rebounded by Sherwood. He gives it up back to Sherwood. Now he'll bring it over the timeline. 30 seconds in the half. Sherwood at the top of the key. Goes right side. It's Griffiths coming off a screen. Harris steps back behind the arc. Covered by Hinkle. Right wing Griffiths. Kind of back to the basket, looking for somebody to pass to. Now puts it on the deck into the free throw line area. Harris working against Hinkle. Backs it back out, and we'll get back to the top of the key. Deep, 10 seconds. Sherwood against Finch. Spin move, crossover, spins again. Pumps, elevates, shoots. Off the heel and high. Buzzer sounds, and Sherwood kind of got hung up to dry there with the ball and time running out. They get the shot up, but no bucket. 29-21, our score at the half. Cardinals lead it and have led since the end of the first quarter. But honestly, the Comets saw that kind of getting out to 11 double-digit lead and made a little run to keep it close. Meanwhile, Michigan's leading or trailing 44-39 in their tilt. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here at the half. We'll get the numbers added up and give you our stats when we come back. 29-21, Michigan Center leads on WKHM.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
High school basketball halftime staple, the half-court shots going up. Somebody, unsuspecting fan, the drawback of the bleachers behind the basket, somebody just took a shot to the dome on a missed half-court three. Hope everyone's all right, Brian.
Be alert.
29-21 feels a little bit low scoring, but it's not shocking. As we said, Hanover Horton very patient on offense and running off, like you said, half a minute a lot of times on their possession. So they're not going to come out here and 70, 80 points up. But they need to shoot a little bit higher percentage. But other than that, they did get some good looks at the basket. Just the Cardinals have been, I think, shutting down a lot of what Hanover wants to do.
Yeah, and I think if you're Hanover Horton, you wanted to, as we talked about, shorten the game. And if you had a thought of winning this game, you probably knew it has to be in the 40s or low 50s at the most. And so I think that's part of the game plan. Now, when you coach Birch, you got to figure this out. You wanted to keep it slow, but you're down 8. So how do you balance that now? I think you probably still come out with a deliberate game plan, but, you know, you might have to abandon that soon if you drop down by 14 or so.
Yeah, I think you look for those times when they made a little 4-0 run or here and there, get a rebound and try to run it up. Try to get a couple of those fast break points. That doesn't necessarily mean taking you out of your offense, but count on your guys to make decisions on whether or not a fast break makes sense at that point. Try to get more of those and not necessarily lean right on setting up the half-court offense.
Yeah, and it's funny. You can come up with a great plan and say, hey, we got to get some more off a fast break. And then you look out there and you say, oh, how are we going to break on this center team that's faster than us in almost every position, if not every position?
Yeah, I'd take the Cardinals in every one of those races.
Yeah,
I would.
Line them up and
races.
Run 100-yard dashes. Yeah.
And that's because Travis Collins is an All-State caliber sprinter pretty much. And Trey Collins, his brother, so I got to imagine there's at least some biological similarity there. Jaden Watson, as I mentioned, is 6'5", probably the fastest 6'5 guy in the area. And then Hinkle
Finch as well.
Tough. Well, let's get the numbers. Who got it done for the Comets?
Okay, well, you want the Comets. All right. For the Comets, we had Brody Baielli with 2. Tyler Harris had 3. Cameron Sherwood with 2. Blake Griffiths with 2. Brady Pond, 4. And Weirzy, Jacob Weir, with 8 leading the way with a pair of 3s. The only 3-pointers from the Comets tonight.
They haven't really shot him. I think Baielli has wanted to a couple times, but he's really being clamped down on by Travis Collins or Miles Finch, whoever's been taking on that task. I think they know Baielli can be that scoring punch, and just holding him to 2 in the first half is probably somewhere on the Michigan Center goals. How about for the Cardinals?
For the Cardinals, we had Hayden Hinkle with 5. Trey Collins had 8. Miles Finch with 2. Henry Wright with 2. Travis Collins with 2. And leading the way for the Cardinals in the scoring column, Jaden Watson with 10. 8 of them coming in the first quarter. Didn't get as many touches, I didn't think, in that second quarter. But sometimes, if you're not getting them, you got to move and get open and demand the ball, too.
I think Trey Collins does that to us sometimes, where he had 8 points in the first half quietly. You know, he doesn't – it's not high volume there. He just – makes the shots that he takes, and he gets in there deep and making layups. So they struggled from beyond the arc. So if you're Hanover Horton, you got to recognize that you maybe dodged a little something there. And if Hinkle makes a couple more of those threes, the scoring gap is a lot wider.
Yeah, we did the Jackson Northwest game last night and saw Rododo, the freshman, that is really hard to keep out of the lane. And Trey Collins is similar. They have different styles, but boy, he's just hard to stay in front of. It's almost like when he wants to get to the hoop, he can.
Yep.
And he has all the array of different finishes as well. And tough to stay in front of.
But like you said, I like it even more when he does that and wants to be a playmaker and set somebody up for not a contested circus layup, but for a wide open shot somewhere else. Or a couple, you know, you set up a guy and he makes the extra pass and somebody's even more open. So that's just a little our philosophy a little bit, or at least mine. Let's take 2 minutes here on the half. When we come back, we'll get it back going again. 29-21 Cardinals lead on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Need plastics? Alro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Alro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Andrew Horton out of the timeout, or out of the halftime break. Just looking to make a cut on the baseline and turn it over. Cardinals get it back, still leading 29-21. We're just underway here. Trey Collins, right wing for the Cardinals. High post Watson comes out all the way behind the arc, dribbles into the corner, scoops it over to Travis Collins, and we'll get it back left side. Now Trey Collins dribbles to the top. Finch coming off the screen, open three, and buries it. Miles Finch has an air of confidence that he maybe didn't even have even the beginning of this year.
Yeah, he had coming off a broken hand and missed a lot of the preseason, so he's probably kind of finding his stride right now.
He's done a good job defensively and hits that three, 32-21, matching the Cardinals' biggest lead of the game at 11. Down to the block for Harris. Comets. Harris has it knocked away. Hinkle tries to save it off a Comet player. It goes loose into the backcourt, and that'll be should be Hanover Horton ball. Boy, did he hit
Sherwood
right in the face with a fastball.
And Hinkle's the quarterback, who we know he has a cannon. That's not feeling good. I think there's a little blood right there.
He's kind of pointing out, hey, I'm bleeding.
Yeah, but the play's still going.
Comets with the ball now. 32-21, they trail. And there was a feed to Bialy on the wing, and he was escaping there, cutting away. It's one of those, threw it to where he used to be.
Boy, I'm fairly certain Sherwood's bleeding, and he's kind of wiping at his nose and his mouth. But he's playing out. He's tough.
Trey Collins working to the left side, now into the lane, into the air, double pump. Missed it, rebounded by Bialy. Now he's looking to run. In traffic, gets over to the left wing, behind the back. Gets it out now for Griffiths. Bailey came back, wants it back. They went to Harris, went through his hands, picked up by Weir, though. Weir, we think, has three fouls in the first half. And now we're going to reach from the Cardinals, and it's going to go against Hinkle.
Not many fouls on the Cardinals. Just their second team foul. And here we are at 6:21 in the third quarter.
6:21 left here, 32-21. Thomas Trail with the ball. Pond back on the floor, coming off a cut and nearly turned it over in the backcourt. Now cuts to the basket, gets in deep, and gets the finish. Good job by Pond to kind of save that from going into the backcourt, but then cutting right to the basket. Finch now has it in the front court for the Cardinals. Down to the high post for Watson. Watson turns and faces, puts it on the deck, moves down to the baseline, back, double team. Good cut by Hinkle to get in. Moves the defender away with his body and finishes off the window. Good power move by Hinkle on the block.
Yeah, Hinkle using that shoulder to kind of discard the Hanover defender. Nice.
and not in a I leaned in offensive foul kind of way. Just a good use of your body. A
little subtle bump.
Yep. Open look for three for Harris. Goes off the rim, rebound, and Hinkle grabs it. And on the run now. Pass the defense to the window and lays it up. Hayden Hinkle putting the pressure on, and a little run to start the second half by the Cardinals. We'll draw a timeout from the Comets bench. 36-23 with 5.5 to play. It looks like a full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. 36-23, Cardinals lead when we come back on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Timeout in Griffiths brings it over the timeline. Looking to go to Bailey on the left. Bailey back cuts, gets into the lane. Sherwood pump fakes, elevates, and Hinkle there to block that jumper. Loose ball picked up by Watson. Cardinals run. Finch cut down the middle, now goes out to the wing. Corner for Hinkle. Pump fakes from there. Sidestep three. And that one's short, rebounded by Griffiths.
Danger time here for Hanover. They need buckets.
5:02, and just 2 points in the half, right, for the Comets, a Brady Pond layup. We're at the five-minute mark here in the third, 36-23. They trail. We get a whistle. I don't think it was a foul, was it?
No, I think they got him with a kick. I think Hinkle kicked it.
I think that happened for me behind the behind the beam here. Right side for Weir. He had a couple threes, and you see Watson respecting that, coming out to challenge him outside the arc there. And he can, because I don't think Weir is going to be able to get the first step to beat him to the basket, so you might as well come pressure him, knowing he can shoot. Sherwood has another jumper blocked there. That length of Hinkle causing problems. There's a three, goes up, missed, rebounded Watson. And on the outlet, running into the bench for the Cardinals, Darius O'Dunton. And he's sliding into that Hanover Horton bench.
Yeah, he slid in the bench and stepped on their drawing board.
Now we get another stoppage, and I think finally noticing the blood on Sherwood's nose.
I'm laughing because he's been bleeding for
like 2 minutes.
5 minutes of actual time and a couple game minutes.
So we get an official timeout here. It was 50-48, by the way, Nebraska leading Michigan at the half, but Michigan had pulled it within two there late in that half. So they'll do the halftime. We'll finish the third quarter. We should be able to finish our fourth quarter and get you a short post game and get you over to that live coverage. Michigan and Nebraska, and ends up being a big game from those two. Yeah. You don't necessarily think that out of the gate, but Nebraska's playing great, so is Michigan. And
yeah, big week for Michigan basketball Friday, traveling to East Lansing.
Yeah, that's going to be some high-quality television viewing, I think, or catch it on the radio here on WKHM for the U of M broadcast, or Fox Sports 101.9 FM for the MSU broadcast with Will Thiemann and Matt Steginga.
I think you and I should probably go do that game.
I think so. I know Will. I'll see if he's interested. Although I know nothing Will Thiemann loves more than MSU win over Michigan. Steal for the Cardinals. Trey Collins down the lane. Drops it off for Watson. Pretty pass by Trey. Could have taken that up. Gives it up to Watson for an even easier shot. 38-23, as you mentioned. Points need to come for the Comets somewhere. Back cut Weir. Nothing there. Griffiths gives it up to Weir now beyond the arc. High post, really top of the key there. That's what Griffiths catches out there sometimes. He keeps his back to the basket. Right side by Alley. Now gets a step. Scoops it around O'Dunton and goes to the floor. Couldn't get it to fall. Bialy's just had a tough night getting into the paint and just not having stuff go in.
Yeah, and everything's kind of circusy for them.
Yeah. Behind the back dribble, Hinkle gets in, tries to drop it down to O'Dunton and deflected away. Cardinals will keep it on their end of the floor on the baseline for Hayden Hinkle to inbound. Trey Collins, Miles Finch, Jaden Watson, and Darius O'Dunton on the floor for the Cardinals. Drops it down to the block for Watson. Nice drop step move and got himself an easy one, and it's just too strong.
He's missed a couple easy ones. That was as easy as any.
Yeah, really nice move. I think I've been telling Coach Howard, I said, you know, when he gets that drop step and gets that space, he needs to elevate and try to dunk a couple of those.
Yeah. Doesn't Coach Howard know that we like dunks?
Yeah. Trying to get some highlight plays. 3:20 to play here in the third, 38-23 Cardinals. Comments again, as we said, been very deliberate in the half court, and there comes a point where you're not going to be able to do that. Nice cut by Bailey, but the double team coming down, shot blocked away, but we'll get a foul call against the Cardinals, and I think they got that on Finch. 38-23, but we'll send Bailey to the free throw line.
Yeah, I mean, here we are more than halfway through the third quarter. Cardinals with only three team fouls. Hanover with just five.
Bailey gets the first free throw to fall. 38-24. 3:11 on our third quarter clock here. Travis Collins checking back in. O'Dunton and Finch will go to the bench as Landon Sharp joins the game again. And Bailey hits the pair. 38-25, 3:11. And the clock starts as Trey Collins brings it over the timeline near the Comets trail. Is that that? You want to say Flames. Nice. Weir fronting the post. Watson just floats back, and Collins leaned it in there just right for him. Little lob pass down to Watson for the layup. 40-25 now.
Steve, you look on the floor for Hanover. Who's going to guard Watson?
Yeah.
Weir has to, but he's given up some inches.
And speed,
yeah.
Quickness. So he tried to front there, and Watson just used that stretch length, as you mentioned, and that was an easy catch. Of course, the pass was set up perfectly by Trey Collins, but there's Bialy coming up a screen. That's really his first open look at a three, and he missed it. Rebounded, though, by the Comets, and Weir gets another triple and buries it. Three threes in the game for Weirzy. Cuts the lead to 12, 2:17 to play in the third. Skip pass to Hinkle at the top, fires for three, and that hits.
Nice pass by Jaden Watson there. He could have drove and tried to make a move instead, seeing the open Hinkle and putting it right there in the breadbasket.
He's done that a few times this game where I don't know if that's just maturity or just the game tonight, but Watson recognized when that double team comes, he's got to find a shooter. Under two to play in the third, 43-28. There's a great back cut by Pond. He's made a couple good cuts today. Tough catch, and he couldn't get it to go. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Hinkle cutting in. Trey Collins gets in deep. A little out of control, but it'll get bailed out by a foul call. Collins, that's where you see that, you know, you're coming in there high speed to catch and still get a decent-looking shot up in the air. That's that good body control that we see some of those good players, Collins, Dido. I think we saw that a little bit out of Jaden Ramirez, who's in attendance today.
Shout out to him.
After a win last night for his Vikings. And Trey Collins hits the free throw. I think that's been something I've really noticed the last couple seasons, especially, Brian, is a lot of local players will go watch other teams play. And just basketball fans, you can tell.
Yeah, and I guess that's just probably the climate we're in now with the AAU ball and,
yeah. You
know, the social media. They're friendly.
A couple substitutions. We'll get our first appearance from Mason Bradley and Henry Wright back on the floor for Michigan Center, joining both Collins and Landon Sharp. Weir inbounds after the made free throw, 45-28. Successful trip to the stripe for Trey Collins. Right side now, Weir. Bradley on him, gives it up to the top for Bradley. Well, we got Mason Bradley and Jake Bradley here. Just Adam Lay back on the floor for the Comets. Gives it up to Weir. stepping back. Pass down to Pond on the block. Tries to save it off of Collins and misses. Loose ball grabbed by Henry Wright, and Adam Lay tried to rip it away. We did get a jump ball, and the possession arrow will go in Michigan center. Wright was going to be able to hold on to that long when Lay started trying to rip. Lay's a big guy.
It was kind of funny watching. It looked like Wright was doing everything in his power. Lay just kind of looked like Sylvester Stallone and over the top.
Travis Collins gets a step, switches hands, and it's knocked away. He wanted a foul, but no call. Loose ball for the Cardinals, or for the Comets, rather. Griffiths driving in. Backs it back out for Bradley. Now Griffiths in the corner, open for three. No. Off the heel, long rebound. Travis Collins grabs. They're chasing him. He goes in the air, and he'll miss another finger roll. Rebounding the other way for the Comets. 45-28. They trail. 41 seconds in the third. Up to the top for Bradley. Swing it over to Weir. He gets another look at a triple. That one's going to go short. Trey Collins getting up high, tapped it, but it goes right to Bradley, and he puts the jump hook in. Jake Bradley from Hanover Horton. 45-30, it's a 15-point game, 25 seconds to play third quarter. And nice feed by Trey Collins down to a cutting Henry Wright. Pretty good defensive play there by Bradley to knock that away. Out of bounds, it'll stay Cardinal ball. Sherwood, bloody noseless, comes back in.
I like the little minutes Jake Bradley's giving him here these last couple minutes off the bench.
Yeah. Been energetic, good hands, and offensive rebound and a putback. Triple goes up from the corner from Trey Collins. That missed everything. Rebounded by the Comets. On a run out, and they'll slow it down into the half court, 8 seconds. Griffiths going one-on-one with Bradley. Gets a step now into the corner. Bialy leaves it short, rebounded by Bradley and the Cardinals. Wright throws one up from half court, off the rim. 45-30 is where we'll end it after three. Good look at an open shot for Bradley or Bialy there. Just couldn't get it to fall. We'll take 60 seconds and play the fourth quarter when we come back. 45-30 Cardinals on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes to play here, and Comets offense needs to come to life big time here in the fourth quarter. Trailing 45-30, there was a back cut and a knockaway. Good defense by the Cardinals, adjusting to some of those cuts that the Comets have been able to make early in the game.
Yeah, Hanover's come out of every timeout and quarter seemingly wanting that back door.
Knocked away on the sideline. Hinkle takes the inbound, goes into the basket, and a quick whistle there. Hinkle missed the shot, but that'll be free throws for him.
They're going to get Tyler Harris, a little reach. I think, you know, that was Hinkle, good IQ right there. I don't know that he was even going to intend to shoot that. And then when he heard the whistle, went ahead and kind of flicked it up there.
Free throw line now for Hayden. Knocks down the first one. Did manage to knock down a couple threes in the game so far after going 0 for his first five, I think. Shooters stick with it. 7:43 to play, and it's 46-30. Cardinals, and Hinkle with a second free throw attempt. And that one goes.
That's Hinkle's 14th point.
47-30 for the Cardinals. Griffiths coming up now right side pond. They leave him open for a moment. Takes a three. Missed. Rebounded. Jaden Watson gives it up to Trey Collins. Up the sideline to Hinkle. Cardinal half court. Hinkle gives it. Back cuts and goes to the floor again. Good feed by Watson to catch Hinkle. He'll take the foul, and I think they call it on the floor, so just an inbound pass. Two early fouls here in the quarter for the Comets.
Sure would give Hinkle a floor burn to kind of make up for the bloody nose.
Inbound goes to Travis Collins, and he catches in the air. Doesn't come down with it, just tips it in. And the Cardinals now lead 49-30.
Cardinals had a couple crafty little inbounds plays.
Yeah.
Getting easy looks.
Working around the perimeter. Pond dribbles in. Now backs out to Sherwood. He goes off the dribble. Spins. Double team comes. Loses his footing. Are we going to get the travel or a foul call?
I think they got him with the travel.
It did. He just started to spin and the double team came and he maybe lost his footing. Took one step and it was the one extra. The travel call. But I think Sherwood's been a player like they want to have out on the floor. He's been really steady all game. No bad shots.
Yeah.
Defending
he
well.
Might make my all-hair team. He's kind of got the curly mullet thing going.
There's a back cut for Finch, and Hinkle finds him elevated at the free throw line area, and Finch made the back cut. Instead of the jumper, you get a layup. 51-30. 21, the biggest lead of the game now for center. Sherwood. He and Hayden Hinkle trading bruises. That one probably caught an elbow on the back of his head. Sherwood, yeah, he's got that. It's kind of a common haircut, but he's taking it. It's like almost frosted tips.
Yeah.
Like curly.
And a smidgen of mullet thrown in, you know, not
yeah.
full mullet necessarily.
It is. Yeah, it's mullet-y.
It's flowing.
Mullet-esque. I think that's really, as Bailey makes a back cut, move to the basket from the baseline, and he can't get that first one to go. Follow-up doesn't go either. Knocked out off the Cardinals, and Comets will keep it. And that's just been a tough night for Bailey on those shots. I imagine he probably gets more of those to go in most of the time.
And you know it's over a 20-point game in the fourth quarter when we start hearing the phrase mullet-esque.
Well, and I'll say this about Sherwood. I do know his mom has some hair styling skills.
Oh, okay.
Bailey gets the jumper to go from the elbow. Sherwood's kind of a baseball player, too, so that looks good out of the back of a baseball cap, too.
Hockey helmet would look nice.
Yeah, you got it. This Collins moving around. High post for Watson. Back right side, Trey Collins. Pump fakes a three. Backs it out. Finch open. He'll pump fake a three and drive. Looking for a pass down to Travis Collins on the block. He reverse pivots and misses one off the window. Too high. Rebounded by the Comets. Inside of 6 minutes. 51-32. Back underway over the Michigan game. It's a nice cut and open look for Harris. 51-34, 52-50, Nebraska leads Michigan. As soon as we can, we'll do a short post game and get you to that live coverage when this concludes. 51-34 right now. Cardinals working in the perimeter. High post. Hinkle turns and looks, finds Watson on the block. There's a nice shot by Watson to catch that up high, keep it up high, and put it off the window with good touch.
Coach Wooden would like that.
Every old school big. I think they're realizing that today, too. A lot more coaches I hear say that. You know, I just wish they'd keep
it up. Get ready,
There's
Steve.
There's Watson on the breakaway. We get that hammer down. There's a two-hander. And he casually did it. Nobody gave chase, so he was able to just kind of settle in and go up with the two hands. Kind of a Charles Barkley bring it way back and slam it.
There was a little windmill.
It goes into the corner for Bailey. Misses another shot. There's another run out. This
Can
time
Trey do
Collins.
It?
He's going to give it a go. Not quite.
I don't think he can do it, but he tried it. It got the bucket, though.
4:35 left. We'll get a timeout from the Comets bench, 57-34. And we'll keep it right here. Talk our sponsors up a little bit, including Tom Coffee Soft Water, AeroQuip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. Boy, those heating folks got to be just extra busy this time of year.
Yeah, they have to be ready to go.
Yeah.
You can't go without heat in this weather.
I had a couple of furnace repairs last year, and I've been knocking out wood. I don't need another one, but I've been telling people, you know, Cub Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And maybe if you just need somebody to come out and change your furnace filter, I know not everybody feels comfortable to pull that panel off and get in back there. So Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, they'd love to come and help you out with the heating. Plumbing, too, you get those pipes freezing this time of year, this cold weather. So there's a whole Sheboygan, they told the whole town, leave your water running so it doesn't freeze. Everybody in the town, they said.
And by the way, back that up a minute. My furnace has a filter? Huh. We'll look into that.
Oh, I didn't know you were the one I was talking to when I've been saying that. But yeah, appreciate the guys out of Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for being longtime sponsors of our stuff here at McKibben Media Group. Also, how about Phelps Towing? Slippery roads, those guys get in. I know you said you were a little later tonight arriving than you wanted to because you felt like you had to take a little extra slow on the roads.
Yeah, everybody needs to back it down a few mph's.
Yep, and I've seen I saw a lot of deer on the move today. So just be careful out there. Griffiths brings it over the timeline. Goes right side. Jake Bradley there. Now balls gets loose. Another fast break for the Cardinals, and Trey Collins trying to go with the backdoor alley-oop for Hinkle, and well defended again by Bradley to just kind of split the difference and knock that away. It looks like it'll stay Cardinal ball.
That was a great job by Bradley because that was definitely, they had a vision of another dunk attempt.
Oh. That one goes into Travis Collins. He won't take a dunk, but he will lay it up. And 59-34. Coach Howard's going to start prepping the bench mob to take the floor. Bailey off the dribble, gives it up to Pond. Coming around the screen, Bradley gets into the paint. Now backs it into the corner. No jump shot coming from Griffiths. Weir will take that three. No, he gives it up. What better shot
can
he get than
bobbled Weir? It. Yeah, he kind of bobbled it, I think. Right. He wanted to.
Right side by Bailey. Pond coming up the screen at the top. I think Sharp had a chance of that. Instead, Henry Wright will knock it away, and the Cardinals create another turnover. 3.5 to play at 59-34 lead. Trey Collins crosses into the lane. In the corner, Sharp catches and fires three. Missed off high, rebounded by Alley. Comets going the other way. In traffic, Bailey has it knocked away. Goes to Travis Collins, up the floor to Trey, and there's Bradley again with his hand in the passing lane and a knock away. And now a 5-for-5 substitution here. I think that might have been our last dunk try. So we get a full complement of substitutions from Coach Howard. Mason Bradley comes back in. We'll get Jordan Withers on the floor. O'Dunton, who we saw earlier in the game. See who else we got. Trenton Parker to get it down to Withers for a shot. And he has it knocked away, but that'll be a foul call. And one more number I couldn't see is Devin Spencer.
Yep, number one.
As Withers makes the free throw.
Looks smooth, too.
You gotta imagine.
When you come off the bench and you're in there for 10 seconds, nice smoothie free throw. Let's see if he can back it up. Now in the playground, you have to prove it.
Got it.
There you go.
It had to rattle in, but it got it. 3:13 left, 61-34. A couple subs for the Comets. Keeler back into the game, I think I heard. There he is. Griffiths at the top left wing for Harris. Back to Griffiths. He fakes a pass. Puts it on the deck left side, Jake Bradley. Bradley now to the top. Weir finds some space for a three. Oh, it was halfway down. Rebounded Parker. Trenton Parker for the Cardinals brings it over the timeline now. Cutter crosses O'Dunton in the corner. He goes baseline. Really flirting with that end line. And a little contact on his pass out, so that'll just be the probably fourth team foul here for Hanover Horton.
Steve, the officials, I think, have done a good job today, but I didn't like that whistle, not because it wasn't a foul, but because we're 227 closer to the Michigan-Nebraska. Let's go. We got to swallow those no blood, no foul time right now.
Weir's going to go to the bench, gets Lay back into the game. There's a move by Withers to the basket, scoops one off the window.
Withers looking like his old man, Matt.
I saw him in the building tonight.
Yeah.
Proud dad with a quick 4 points off the bench here in closing time. 2:11 to play, 63-34 Cardinals. There's a move to the basket and a nice catch bucket by Lay. Kind of a pick and roll. Caught it down low and finished off the window. 36-63. They trail, though. Parker goes off the dribble. Pass into the corner. Crossover going behind the backboard. Trying to drop it off for Dunton. I thought that was for sure stolen. Devin Spencer taking some risk. They turn it over, spinning away, and now Harris gets into the elbow, backs it out. Griffiths pump fakes, coming across the top and into the corner now. Bradley pump fakes with three, dribbles across to the top of the key, and it ends up back with Griffiths there, right side Lay. Ball over his head, gets a cutter, and Keeler floats it, scores it. 63-38, minute 19, and a couple substitutions for Coach Howard. Takes the timeout to get it done. And get Cooper McBride into the tilt and Shane Bradbury.
This is where it's your time, man. You get the ball, you got to put it up.
There's a steal by Jake Bradley, and he gets in for the Comets. Takes it all the way to the basket and had to kind of two-hand scoop it because he's losing control. Does get a foul and free throws coming. 67 seconds. Still got 14-19 to play in that Michigan-Nebraska tilt. But Cornhusker still up 54-50.
Oh, that score seems like it's been stuck there.
Yeah.
For as high scoring as that first half was.
Missed free throw for Bradley. And the Comets, and look at the substitution. Back in for the Comets. Colin Griffiths.
My partner turned into a snake.
Griffiths. Not to be confused with Griffiths.
All right, nothing but jump shots and no fouls now. Let's
no
go.
Fouls
both
here,
teams.
Yeah.
No nothing more taking it to the hole.
Drive, though, by Withers. We get it back out to Spencer. He crosses into the lane. Reaching knockaway. Griffiths. Gives it up to Harris. Oh, good. Griffiths is off. Right side there for Griffiths. Left side Bradley. Jake Bradley, ball over his head, now moves to the middle. Adam Lay at the top of the key. Left side Harris. Jab step into the paint. Tries to put the floater up. Missed it. Good save by Bradley to keep the time from stopping. Three-pointer goes up and again. Harris keeps it from going out of bounds on the miss. Parker has it for the Cardinals in 12 seconds and they'll dribble out the time. 63-38 should be our final.
And that is going to do it.
And the Cardinals move now to 13-1 on the year and 11-0 in the Cascades Conference. That makes it 6-8 now for Hanover Horton and 5-6 in the league. Let's take a 60-second commercial break. We'll come back and do a brief post-game and take you back out to University of Michigan basketball. Again, our final here, 63-38 at Hanover Horton. Cardinals win on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here. 63-38 our final. Cardinals pulled away in the second half. Game was still somewhat reasonable at halftime. Just actually a big third quarter for Michigan Center. Helped them get the lead and never really looked back. And Cardinals continue to kind of roll through the league this year, but we're waiting to see if that can continue to carry out. You're curious about the drop-off they had last year. So far, it doesn't look like that's a concern for them very much. Cardinals will be next in action at Napoleon on Thursday night. They beat Napoleon earlier this year, 72-46. And the Comets, I didn't write down who their next game was, but we'll figure it out.
They'll know where they're going.
They do know. What? No, where? Go ahead and let's get the numbers for the two teams tonight.
Okay, well, Hanover, who only didn't even hit double digits in three of the four quarters as a team, so not much to report here, but Brody Baielli with 6, Tyler Harris had 5, Jake Bradley with 2, Cameron Sherwood 2, Blake Griffiths with 2, Braden Keeler had 2, Adam Lay with 2, Brady Pond 6, and Weirzy, Jacob Weir, leading the way with 11.
Yeah, 3 threes from Weirzy there, and he was maybe the only guy who looked like he had the outside shot going, but Michigan Center didn't surrender a lot. I always felt like guys handling the ball on the wing where it had somebody in their face, and the cuts kind of, once Michigan Center kind of got a feel for what they were doing, they adjusted to that too, so nothing came easy for Hanover Horton. Just 6 points for Baielli, felt low. He really got a lot of shots up, and just nothing was falling for him, and a lot of it ended up having to be contested. So a tough night for them, and I just think the Cardinals came in with a pretty good game plan in this one tonight.
Well, the Cardinals have a lot of things defensively going for them between their height, their speed, and their experience. That's three things to be a good defensive squad.
Yeah.
And the offensive end for the Cardinals, Steve, we had Hayden Hinkle with 14, Trey Collins had 12, Miles Finch with 7, Henry Wright had 2, Travis Collins with 6, Jordan Withers with 4, and Jaden Watson leading the way in the scoring column with 18.
I mentioned, our player of the game tonight, we'll go with Hayden Hinkle. Watson had a really nice first half and kind of led the scoring for the Cardinals there and ended up being the high scorer, but Hinkle had a really good run in the third quarter when that was the time when Michigan Center really separated themselves, and two, maybe three guys from Michigan Center that could have gotten the that player of the game award in a game like this, but we'll go with Hinkle tonight.
Well, I'm going to tell Watson that he just made a couple of those bunnies that he missed that were wide open, he'd be our player of the game.
Yeah, shoot a little higher percentage on some of those. And no, I wouldn't want to make it. Just a really nice game. And I think he's maturing in a lot of ways, yeah. His offensive game and his willingness to share the ball. Even in feels like he could force up some of those shots down low that end up with open threes for his teammates. I'm not saying do that all the time, because if you're that point blank and you got that height advantage, you should shoot those, but it's nice to see him kind of feel the ball move around a little bit too, and as good a dunk as we've seen all year in the high school game with that two-hander on the breakout for Jaden Watson. And I'll thank him for that personally if I see him, because I love those.
He did have our Reese's peanut butter pretzel play of the game.
Pick those up at any Kelly Express Mart near you, our Kelly Express Mart post game. Hanover Horton is back in action Friday. They host Homer. Ryan Molnick's Homer Trojans coming into the building. And that'll be a game where Hanover Horton might feel like they can get back to even. I think Homer's going to come in here feeling like that's going to be a game they can win. So this might be the place to be Friday. If you're not watching Michigan State, you'd rather watch Homer Hanover.
Yeah.
Well, come and do that.
It's going to be a physical dogfight.
It will be. No, it was a fun game tonight, even despite the lopsided outcome. 63-38 Cardinals win. Thank you to the Hanover Horton community. When we come out here, it's always cool, and I had a good time. Let's go watch Michigan.
Let's do it. We got to cheer them on to a little comeback.
Yeah, we'll turn things over to them here on the broadcast. Thanks to Luke Moorhead for the Professor Brian Haynes. I'm Steve Boyle. Tomorrow, Fox Sports 101.9 FM doubleheader, Jackson College basketball taking on Schoolcraft. That's going to be a tough one for the Jets. So catch that women's game starting at 5:15 tomorrow. Fox Sports 101.9 FM with the Doc, Connor Dockery. And have a great night.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.